Wow, you look just like my ex.
Hey, you up?
DTF.
Kinda out of your league, but thanks for the swipe.
No thanks, ugly.
I wasn't interested anyway.
Where are you?
You up?
Thanks for the swipe.
Whatever.
Height mate, please. I'm kinda out of your league, but... Dating up disasters.
Oh, I'm so excited. We have a very special guest today who I haven't seen in forever and I miss so much. Of course, we have my lovely Alyssa.
Hello.
And then we have, I didn't ask you to pronounce it, Ashley Heineke.
Heineke, yeah. Heineke. Got it right.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Stylist extraordinaire.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, I have a stylish... Style faux pas dating question for you?
Ooh.
Okay.
This is exciting.
What would you do if the guy that you are supposed to go on a date with, mm-hmm. Let me preface this way, I don't listen enough to my friends. I don't do the whole FaceTiming enough before I go on the actual date, mm-hmm. which is... really stupid of me.
I mean, I don't do it either.
Do you not? Okay.
No. Good. Because I hate the first impression being via FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
I just
little.
Being on camera. Because I've had a date with a guy one time via FaceTime, and he did not talk to me after it.
Like, oh, really?
Ghosted me. Yeah. So no, let's meet in person.
Yeah. But see, I wish I could do that, because then I get there, so okay. What would you do if a guy shows up in a satin ruffle, long sleeve shirt in the summer with pink satin pants with the black tuxedo stripe down the bottom, and then there's even a little extra kicker at the bottom where there's like a little like satin sequin thing by the shoe.
Did this happen to
you?
Yeah.
This actually happened?
Yeah, this week. Yeah.
This week? Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I mean,
what do you do?
That's a little crazy, but it sounds like it could be a good time, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I would hang out for a little bit because I would be intrigued.
Right.
I'd be like, this is a look. Like, this was a major decision.
It was a look.
Yeah.
It was a look. And I am a very sarcastic person and I find it very hard to hold in. I didn't do it. I was proud of myself. I didn't do it. I didn't fucking go with the jokes and the da-da-da because I was like, well, he's probably going to pay for dinner. So
you know,
let me
probably
like, at least
it,
wait
though.
Until after I eat.
Yeah. But you got dinner with him?
That's the thing.
See, I don't do dinner with a first date, like ever. That's a big commitment.
Yeah.
Like drinks, so it's an easy out.
Coffee?
If things don't go right, coffee. Like,
yeah.
You know, lately especially it's been like walks.
Yeah.
Parks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of walks, a lot of parks, but honestly, for me, it always just ends up like, okay, let's.
The thing is, it's so
rare. Dinner's the worst. You're sitting there.
It's so rare for them to offer you a meal, and times are getting hard.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that, but like,
not that hard.
There'd have to be a lot of vetting before getting a meal with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe then I would do a FaceTime before if they wanted to, like, get dinner.
I know now. Trust and believe.
So what was his reason for wearing this look?
I didn't ask him the reason.
No.
Because I knew for sure this was going to be it. Let's get this over with. Let's get it done. And he was a nice guy. He just like...
Do you have personality at least? Or like, was it just all in the look?
He looked very normal in the pictures. That's why it really fucking threw me off. He had very
like
normal
his
clothes.
His first impression outfit? Like,
I don't know. But he was a dancer.
Oh.
He owned like one of those like DJ companies.
Did he just come from like
rehearsal?
No. Yeah. Something.
Well, he owns one of those like, you know, those production companies that do like the weddings and like the bar mitzvahs and stuff, and they do the parties for those kinds of things. So I'm like, was he wearing an outfit from that?
Yeah.
But,
that's what I would have thought. Like
it
maybe.
Was. Like
that's awful.
We did get into a discussion about it was bad.
I don't like that.
About where, like, he's like, well, where do you like to shop? And I was just like, one of the stores I said, because I had just gotten a top from there, was Urban Outfitters.
Oh my God.
And he says, oh, that's too urban for me.
Too urban?
What?
I love how he used like part of the name to describe
something
for him.
Did he just get that from the name and he just didn't actually been in the store in maybe years? Because I was like, actually, it's pretty all over the place, but
did
all
you
right.
ask him where he shopped? I'd be curious.
Yeah, right? Oh, boy. I was just like, get me out of here. I didn't even want to start because I didn't want to offend the guy. He just did pay
for it. You had an entire dinner with him.
But this conversation was like on the walk back to the car.
Got it.
So I was like, let's get this.
Wait, how long were you hanging out with this person?
Maybe an hour.
Okay, quick dinner.
We ate very fast.
Yeah.
What else did he do? Like, what did he talk about? He was asking, this is another funny ask. He's like, so what do you think you'll be in 5 years?
Oh, my God. It's like a job.
What? Yeah.
No. Girls ask that question. I don't know guys ask that question.
I never asked that question.
No. I'm just like, what are you doing tomorrow? You know?
Yeah. Because I don't want that question thrown back at me. Like, I have no idea what I'm doing next week.
I have no clue.
I can't think about what I'm doing in 5 years. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I think it definitely.
I hated it at interviews. Yes. Like, I don't know what I'm going to be.
Yes. It just feels like so much pressure. Because, like, what if you're not even close to where you need to be in 5 years.
That is so weird.
Like, I'm just trying to flip burgers. Like, come on.
Yeah. That is so bad.
It was.
I don't know. I didn't get the thought process.
Did you get a photo?
I have a photo from the dating profile,
but it didn't look like the outfit.
Well, it's so funny because I was texting Justy. Do you know Justy Dodge? Mm-mm. Anyway, a comedian friend of mine, and she was like, "Please, for the love of God, tell me you got a picture." And I was like, "I really
even just like a secret picture."
I thought about it while I was standing in front of him. If there was a way I could maneuver the camera to do it, but I don't. It would have been too obvious.
Yeah. Your outfit is so good. I have to show it to my friends.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He'll be like, "Am I being bullied?" But is there anything for you? Is there anything for you like Crocs or?
Oh, Crocs is a big thing.
Yeah, it's.
There was a guy one time that I thought was like super hot.
Oh God.
That I met like through some friends when I was living in San Francisco, and mm-hmm. we go back to their place. Like my best friend and I to hang out with them. Mm-hmm. One, like all they had to drink was Fireball. Like, bleh. Mm-hmm. And then two, this guy goes into his room, comes back out. Like with full on Crocs, and we were like, "Bro, like you were so hot before."
Slippers or those like his out and about shoes.
I'm sorry, you just never own Crocs, guys. Like, don't do it.
Yeah,
and sandals should only be worn to the beach. I don't want to see you like walking around with your feet out. Like,
I can't with all these guys with the socks and the slides.
Oh my god,
yeah, that doesn't make sense.
This guy that I'm like texting with sent me a picture of that the other day because I mentioned the sandal thing, and he's like, "What? You wouldn't want to get dinner with me if I'm wearing these?" And I'm like, nah.
Big old no.
Nope.
Yeah. Big old no.
I did have a guy meet up with me one time, and he was wearing sweat shorts for a first date.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
Very classy.
Yeah. That was interesting.
What in an ideal world, what would a guy be wearing when he shows up?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, that is a good question. I mean, I guess it depends on what we're doing. Mm-hmm. But because I really don't have like a casual setting when it comes to dressing, honestly. Mm-hmm. People are like, "Dress cash." I'm like, "All right." And I show up in like a jumpsuit and like heeled booties. And they're like, "You could have came in sweats." So I'm like, "I don't leave my house in sweats." So I mean, for a guy, like, I mean, as long as he looks good, like for me, guys need to have a little bit of style. Mm-hmm. If they don't, then it's probably not going to work. Because I'm just going to want to
fix you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we're going shopping.
Yeah.
Like this guy I was dating recently had this like crazy belt buckle that he would wear all the time, like a cowboy thing.
Oh, that's
style.
Bad.
Like, he got it from like a junior rodeo.
He won some
last swing thing when he was like 7, and he still wears it.
Like,
he's like 36. Yes.
Ugh.
Every day.
Do you guys still have underwear from when you were like in high school? I found this one.
No.
I found this one pair of underwear that I hated.
And my
mom bought it for me in like when I was 14, and it says "best dressed" on the ass.
That is hilarious, though.
Found it in my drawer, in the back of my underwear drawer, because I ran out of underwear, and I was like, I need some underwear.
You kept it for nostalgia's sake? Or like,
I didn't really mean to keep it. It just kind of followed
me. I mean, I kind of would have kept that, because that's kind of really funny.
I kind of do.
But can you imagine, like, I don't know, going on a date, like, oh, fuck, this is, like, all I got left, and then it goes well, and come back, and, like, you know, you're getting all, like, hot and heavy.
Right, and then they take off your pants as best dressed.
I know, but I haven't seen it in some years. Holes in that underwear too.
I'm sure. I haven't. I try not to look at it, but yeah, I found that. Do you have anything like that from like when you were younger?
I wish I did.
Yeah,
because I am kind of a hoarder when it comes to clothing.
Oh yeah,
I have to be in like a particular mood to go through stuff and like just really get rid of shit. Mm-hmm. And then I always get rid of something that literally like a month later I'm like, "Fuck, where is that?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, damn."
That's my biggest fear.
Right? Yeah,
because I don't throw stuff away.
I don't
either.
Know that I have anything that I've. Because also, like, when I was younger, I dressed kind of, like, really crazy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, my style when I was like in elementary. Oh yeah, and I whisper talk to you, so I had to be close to
that. Totally fine.
It was real bad. Like, I remember when bell bottoms became a thing, and I was so anti it for some reason. I was definitely not fashionable as a kid, even though I did apparently start dressing myself since I was like four. I had told my mom, yeah? I was like, I want to pick what I'm going to wear.
Oh, I love that.
But like, you know, all through elementary, I would wear like the wide leg, like baggy jeans, the oversized like crew neck sweatshirt.
Oh my God, I'm not alone.
Then, yeah,
the TLC.
The platform, yeah. Like ugly sneakers. You know, it was so bad.
Even baggy clothes, fucking high ponytail.
Even in high school, like my style wasn't really that great. Because it was like everyone was shopping at like American Eagle and Gap. You know, those were like the cool spots to shop at for some reason. Yeah. So just, it was bad.
You know what I...
Very basic.
The kids now don't have that same way of thinking. Like, they want to be different from everyone else.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish I grew up in this time.
I know.
Because
I
like...
But they all are dressing again, like it's the 90s, and I'm like, can we not bring, like, you guys weren't around for that, or you were maybe like babies. Like, it was not a cute era of fashion. Yeah. Like, really any other one maybe will be fine. Minus maybe some
80s were
certain things. Kinda, the 80s was a little crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, please, can we not... Like the weird choker necklaces and.
But I do love the high waisted pants.
Oh yeah,
I
only wear high waist pants.
That's
oh
it.
My God!
Yeah. I hope they never go out of style. Because that's all I'm wearing forever.
They're just
ever.
Very flattering.
Yes.
In general.
Yes. I would have done better in high school if that was in, because I just had like muffin top city, you know, with the low riding. It was
dude,
so bad.
And it was like the lowest of the low rise jeans. Because too, like Abercrombie, you know, getting those like
so bad,
super low. Oh my God!
I have a horrible story about when I was 12 years old.
Oh God!
I've had.
I don't know.
This is like. I remember I couldn't never fit into jeans because I've had this booty since I was a kid.
Dude,
right?
Jeans are hard.
But there was no stretch jeans then.
Yeah.
Now it's like I live in those. Yeah.
Apple bottoms. I, you know,
yeah.
Good.
That was like the first one.
Yeah.
But my father took me to Macy's, and I even remember the dressing room and everything. I remember this day so vividly.
Aww.
And every single pair of jeans I could not, I couldn't fit in. So I was so upset, and my father goes, "Don't worry, Rach. There's a lot of guys out there that like a big butt." And I was
thank
like,
"Thank you, Dad."
Yeah, right.
I was like, "Oh my God. Don't ever say that again." Yeah. I was like, "This is just that's disgusting." First of all, I'm 12, and I'm not thinking about my butt. Like, I hadn't even thought about. I was like, I remember guys used to make fun of me, like little boys.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I don't want to know what the fuck you're attracted
they're
to,
horrible,
Dad.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had like high schoolers when I was in first grade in a reading group that made fun of my ears. And I really want to find them and be like, what the fuck no?
Oh,
bitches, you know?
God. Yeah.
So rude.
Yeah.
So how's pandemic dating for you been?
Oh my God. Well, you know, being single in a lockdown is not the greatest, especially living with three gay guys. Like,
did they get a lot of action?
Definitely in the beginning we're getting more than me, you know. They have each other. Like, if we're locked down, it's not like,
oh, do they hook up with each other sometimes?
A couple of them do.
I love it.
But probably gonna be upset that I said this, but I'm not gonna mention any names, so don't worry, guys.
I'm talking about names. It's fine.
So it sucked. Like, seriously, if I had like one straight roommate, I don't care what he looks like, it, you know, definitely would have been getting it in, because it's like, I'm kind of a horny fucking bitch. Like,
Right.
So being locked inside and not being able to get any action was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So like, beginning, you know, not being able to get any action, I decided to invest in some more toys.
Okay.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, let's just, you know, we got to take care of ourselves.
I've become asexual through that.
I've probably, since people have been like getting back out there, probably been doing a little bit too much. Like,
okay.
It's probably not very safe, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Like, well, you said you're good, so like, you know.
Yeah. You know, but then it's like, it's I gotta like worry about giving it to people though, you know, because what if I have it and I don't know because I can't get it? We're talking about COVID, by the way. not something else.
Herpes.
Yeah. So I just worry about, you know, giving it to someone else. But whatever. Anyway, so got a bunch of toys. Like, and I mean, I'm not a lesbian. I wouldn't even call myself bi. But, like, some of my major fantasies involve a woman. Mm-hmm. And my biggest one is, like, I just want to get fucked by, like, a beautiful fucking chick with, like, a strap on.
Okay. Nice.
So I, for some reason, just even though, you know, I'm not going to be seeing anyone for a bit, decided, why don't I just throw a strap-on into my cart with everything else that I'm getting?
I love it.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. So then that's why that we were able to move into the story that I know you love so much. Oh, I told you a little bit about.
I haven't heard the whole story, but I am just, I'm salivating for this. Please tell
me. It's funny. I feel like you were talking about with one of the comedians on here about that kind of situation in one of the earlier podcasts.
Maybe.
Oh.
And I was like, as I was listening to it, I'm like, well, I got to live out that fantasy.
Are we talking about threesomes? Is that what we're talking
about? No.
What's the topic here?
So, okay, well, it involves the strap-on.
Okay, awesome.
So at a certain point when people started, like, getting back out there, I was kind of just at a point where I was like, I'm not looking for anything serious. Like, girl just needs to get some fucking D. Mm-hmm. Like, well, let's get it going. So, I mean, at one point, like, matched with this guy. Typical, like, all-American douchebag. Like, totally not my type. You know, he's, like, 6'4", muscly. I know, height.
Height is good.
Always go for the height. You know, just, like, all-American dude. Like, in the army, which I always stay away from guys that serve or have served.
They're a little, little rigid for my personal taste.
Well, they're also just like, you know, crazy.
That too.
Potentially. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I don't really care much about America, so meh. don't, you know, risk your life.
Yeah.
So we match. His profile, the main thing that drew me besides, you know, I'm like, this guy's hot. Mm-hmm. He said, just kind of looking for something fun, you know, like,
okay,
you know, going on in the pandemic, someone I can meet up with regularly just to have some sex. So I was like, great, exactly what I'm looking for. So we start chatting. We match. Start chatting. We're, like, talking about, you know, like, fantasies and what we're into. And so then I mentioned the one that I just said, you know, about girl, like, fucking me with a strap-on. Mm-hmm. Told him how I just bought a strap-on. And he's like, oh. He's like, I've always wanted to be pegged. And I was like,
yes.
Interesting.
Tell me more.
And I've never, you know, done it before. But, like, the feminist in me was like, this could be really fucking fun. Mm-hmm. Like, to finally be the one, like, in control.
Hell yeah.
You know, with a dude. Like, all about it.
Right.
So we, like, had sex a few times. Brought the toys. Wasn't quite ready for it.
Okay. On both ends or just his? Like, for,
whoa. I didn't even say that. I know, I was like, ooh.
I meant on your end and his.
I mean, well, because the whole point was, like, you know, to peg him.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would bring them more specifically to, like, do that. First couple times, didn't happen. He wasn't really quite ready. Then finally, like, one day, he's like, off of work, and he hits me up, and he's like, fuck it, we're doing it today. And I was like, okay. I was hungover as shit. I was like, whatever, let's do this.
Oh, my God.
He was like, I've done, like, 6 shots. And he also just moved pretty close to me, so it's, like, walking distance now, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So I was literally, okay, great. Like, have some shots lined up for me when I get there, because I feel like I need to be a little bit drunk for this as well. So walk over. We do a bunch of shots. Have a little warm-up sesh or just, like, regular sex. And then as we're doing more shots to, like, prepare for, you know,
pegging.
The main event.
Yeah.
We start, for some reason, having, like, a political conversation.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a mood killer.
And I
please
begin,
don't tell me he's a fucking Trump guy, please.
Oh, girl. I mean, the signs should have all been there. Like, all-American douche in the army.
Yeah.
Like, has, you know, some very ironic tattoos. Just like, I should have known that he was more Republican than I thought he
right.
was.
Right, okay.
So we're talking about all these things. Definitely do not share the same viewpoint. He's very Republican. I mean, doesn't really like Trump, but still wants him to be in office, which I think is fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting conversation. So we, like, debated for a little bit, and then we're like, okay, whatever. Let's, like, finish these drinks and, like, get it going.
Yeah.
Probably was the worst idea for him to, like, have this conversation.
Because now you're enraged.
Oh, now I'm all, I'm, like, fired up. I'm fired up.
Oh, my God.
And so now, like, the feminist in me is, like, literally feeling like I'm about to fuck the patriarchy in the ass.
I love this.
Oh, my God. So Yeah, poor guy.
So you just went for it?
Oh.
You didn't even ease girl. Into it?
And I know how it is, like, being fucked in the ass when, like, guy just goes straight for it, and it is not nice.
Right, right.
But I was, like, drunk by this point, you know, and, like, all fired up, and just a bunch of, lube at least, but, like, yeah, I definitely went way too aggressive.
No mercy.
Yeah, because I think in my mind I was like, fuck, like, racism, fuck sexism, and fuck homophobia, you know, just railing this poor guy. So, like, he didn't last.
Did he take it like a man?
No, not at all.
How long did he last?
I don't think we lasted that long. I think it was just, like, a couple minutes or something.
And how did it end? Was he like, still?
Yes. I feel like I pretty much remember it being like that. I mean, again, I was really drunk. It didn't last very long. It didn't feel good for him. I don't even think I was, like, getting all the right spots, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because the prostate, like, guys getting it in the ass, they have that. So it feels really good for them, or it should. But it definitely was not feeling good for him.
You're like,
I did not give a fuck. I was just, like, so excited.
I love that. I feel like everyone should do that, you know? Peg their dude? Like a Republican.
Yeah. No, exactly. Like, the first people that I told after were my brother and my sister, because I was just like, that was probably the most hilarious thing, like, I've ever done in my entire life.
Yeah.
Like, but then the kicker is, like, I didn't hear from him for, like, a week.
I mean, the shame he must have.
Yeah. Oh, and he also, like, as I was leaving, he gave me, like, a shroom chocolate.
Oh.
So, like, after not hearing from him for a week, then I, like, hit him up just to be like, oh, thanks for that chocolate. It was real great.
Yeah.
And then he, like, kind of comes back and confesses, like, yeah, he was, like, a little fucked up mentally after that session. So he just wasn't even ready to, like, get back together just for, like, normal sex.
Yeah.
Love that. So.
Yeah. Well, you will forever be etched in his memory.
I am so. Definitely.
I'm so happy for you.
Oh, my God. It was amazing.
There. Yeah. That's. I love that. What did it feel like? Did it feel empowering?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I feel like I was on the top of the fucking world, you know? Like, I, like, fully understand, like, what men feel, you know?
Mm-hmm,
they just, like.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it enough that you'd want to do it again?
Oh, I would thoroughly do it again, for sure.
Mm-hmm. But you don't find it, like, gay? Do you think you could...
Because I think I remember you saying, like, is that, like, a gateway into, like, being gay?
Yes. Graham's episode. We were talking about the finger in the butt.
Ah. Yeah. Well, okay, see, and this is my viewpoint, like I said, because guys have the prostate, so I don't think it's, like, a gateway to becoming gay, especially, like, I live with a bunch of gay people, and, like...
So you know what yeah.
My siblings are gay, and basically everyone calls me or says, like, I'm a gay man trapped in, like, a woman's body. You know, like, like, I have friends that are concerned about me actually meeting someone because all my friends are gay, and they're like, you're never going to meet a dude because no one can introduce you to a friend, you know? So I don't think it's a gateway, because it's just, like, you know, the guys have the prostate, like...
Okay,
yeah. It feels good for them, you know? And I've had guy friends that have told me before, like, they're into it. And I was like, oh, interesting. And that's when I kind of was like, I want to do this to someone. Yeah. It sounds like
But
fun.
Is it better when it's like a random? Like, could you do it to someone that you cared about?
Yeah. Okay. If they really wanted it, like, fuck it. I would probably be more gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it's the first time. Like,
Could you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It feels fucking great. I would suggest doing
Hi,
it.
Hi, Mom. No, hear it? No, I think, yeah. Well, I also think that, like, sexuality is so, it's not just like, are you gay? Are you straight?
No,
I think that there's so
it's
much more
fluid.
To it.
Yeah. Like I was saying, like, I don't consider myself, you know, into women, but, like, I like having fun with women from time to time, you know?
Yeah. I think, like being a human is so much more, you know, like, fluid and sexuality is so much more fluid than just being like, just oh, like, finger in the butt. You're gay. You
yeah,
know?
Totally.
So, I probably showed my age with that comment, but, like, I there are definitely things, and I had these conversations with my friends all the time, especially ones that are in my age group who I feel think along those same lines, and then I speak to someone that's in their 20s, and their whole views of sexuality is so completely different.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, like, I really have to, like, adapt my way of thinking.
Well, because I've grown up in a bit of a different society, you know, where things are becoming more okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we still have our issues, obviously, with everything that's going on right now, but, you know... It's not like, you know, growing up when our parents were and you couldn't even, you know, being gay was like.
No one talked about sex when I was growing up. At all, ever.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, talking about, like, I don't even talk to my parents about anything. That's why I was like, brother, sister, right? My parents,
yeah.
Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You don't think you could, Rachel?
I don't think I could.
No.
Yeah. I think it
depends. What if it was a stranger, though?
Yeah. It would have to be somebody.
What if it was a Republican, Trump-loving stranger?
Mm-hmm. That you'll never meet again.
Yeah.
She would.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's very empowering. I would suggest it.
I would need to really shift.
They're hard to find on dating apps. I feel like, you know. You're not.
Is that hard to find? I feel like that's all I see is like when the profiles of how like
really?
The crazy sex stuff that people are like.
Well, I'm saying like a Trump Republican is hard to find.
No one's broadcasting that.
Like I've had maybe like two. There's one guy we like. I don't know. He commented on one of my questions that I answered to on like Hinge.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think I say like I'm a sucker for like tats, accents. Oh, and I'm a sarcastic cunt, you know, just to, like, get it out of the way. And so he was like, oh, I got tats and an accent. He's like, but Trump 2020? And I was like, why'd you have to go and ruin it like
that? Yeah.
So I was like, sorry, a match.
Yeah.
Not going to happen, bro. Unless you want to get fucked in the ass.
Right.
Like, calm down.
Just go to Florida. I was supposed to, like, our other coworker, Courtney, is in Florida, and that's all she runs into, and it drives her nuts. Is it just?
I couldn't live in Florida. I'm sorry.
I have family in Florida. Out there, like,
and like what they post, I have to like silence you on social media because I can't. I can't keep having these discussions.
Well, yeah, I feel like it's good.
Like, you know how I feel. I know how you feel. I don't want to see how you feel anymore.
Yep. Like, but is it better to be on social media and hear that kind of rhetoric so that you can throw in your two cents? Because I feel like
But from time to time, but it's just sometimes it gets to be a bit too much.
Yeah, but I feel like throwing in like, your two cents now, it's like no one is communicating, you know, and it's kind of like, what's the point?
Yeah.
I see my mom's
It's not a discussion anymore. It's just like, you know, yelling matches basically via like online forums.
And it's so I don't even, I feel like
it's pointless.
I always like type out my two cents and then I delete it. You know?
Yeah.
I'm like, you're an idiot. And then I'm just like, all right, sorry, Mary Beth. You know, like the lady that lived in my neighborhood.
You have to get it out.
Yeah, right?
I do that sometimes too when I'm like upset with guys. Like, let me type it out just to like, don't text it to them. Yeah.
I don't know where I met this crazy bitch, but like I was scrolling through Facebook yesterday and this chick had a problem with people protesting outside of Pat Lynch's house. Pat Lynch is the union rep for our police in New York City, and he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, get his ass. Like, no one was like, they just went quiet. But everyone was like, oh my God, this is so, like, they were really trying to protect him. And I'm just like, every time I see this guy, this horrible visceral reaction I have in my body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How could I just.
Just people that don't understand it. I'm like, I don't know what to do with you.
Right.
I can only have this conversation like so many times.
I know.
Before my head's going to fucking explode.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
So did the guy come around eventually? Like, have you seen him again or that was it?
Yeah, we did see each other a time after that. But he was like, don't bring.
Yeah.
Not ready for it yet. Yeah.
So he didn't enjoy it at all?
No, he did enjoy it. Well, because I also had this like little vibrator that then I'd bring that instead.
Okay.
Because I think that session where I went a little too aggressive, that's how we ended. It's just putting that little guy up there and finishing like that.
I love that.
It's a little bit more gentle.
I feel like in 7 years he's going to contact you and be like, I want it again. You know? that's what I think.
Like in between.
The inner battle this guy must be dealing with.
Dude. Like I really want to kind of
give him a
take
therapy
a peek.
Session. Yeah.
Like if... imaginary of like Dr. Parnassus, like, can I just like, you know, walk through your brain and see what's going on in there? Maybe I don't want to, you know, it might be a little crazy. Like,
the cell, it could be like really scary.
Yeah. But being in the army, it's kind of like that businessman thing where it's like, I'm a fancy businessman, but I like to be stomped in the balls.
No, and he loves being in the army. Like, still, apparently on weekends, like once a month or something, has to go and like jump out of a plane.
Oh.
Like, showed me a video. It was really dope, but I was like,
this what is the purpose?
I don't know. Some sort of training. I don't understand weird. Yeah.
But what about ball stomping? I don't think I could ever ball stomp.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
What?
It is.
Because I don't want to be degraded. And
yeah. You should check it out. It's just check it out. Give it a Google and just, Google. You know, take a shot.
I don't know that I could do that seriously.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I mean, high heels too, right?
Ooh. Yeah, me and Andrew actually looked up videos, not like for pleasure, but just to be like, what? You know? Also, there are videos of people pooping their pants, where there was a night where we just really explored the internet.
I mean, I do, because for me, like porn, it's not a way to get off.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh.
I love finding like really weird, just like, crazy storyline.
The spectrum of how far people will go with it, kind of?
Yeah, like one of my favorites that I found recently in Pornhub, it was like this chick who's like out in the wilderness, like trying to track down Sasquatch.
Yes.
And then gets just like fucked by him.
I love that.
It's hilarious. It's so ridiculous.
I love that. There's probably a lot about to listen to this. I love that like people put money and time into it. Not a lot, but probably like $200. And I like to think that they all gathered around and said like, okay, can we go over the script one more time?
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, hey, I'm Sasquatch. I'm going to fuck you in the ass. You know, like those are the.
But it's like, how do you come up with these things? Like, yeah. And you know someone's into that shit because they're putting it up there.
There's a market for everything.
Yeah.
Bizarre.
Another one, I have a gay friend who loves to find like the best crazy videos. Mm-hmm. And there's one I wish I could fucking find it. I've been searching for it for years.
Yeah.
And it's like this Asian porno where it's like an orgy, but it's in like someone's house and in their like mansion in their living room, and people just like keep ringing the doorbell and like coming in and joining the orgy. And then at some point like a spaceship drops down.
No.
And there's like aliens and glitter. It's like the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I've
been searching for it and I cannot find it, and it's so upsetting.
I think it's hilarious.
It's so funny.
Like go and do just big elaborate things like that. It's
or there's
wild.
One a chick shoving like I think it's like 7 or 9 little mini basketballs like up her ass.
That's hilarious. And then like, butt?
And then like popping them back out.
That is
like, it's ridiculous.
Bizarre.
Yeah. You know, there's some gold out there for sure.
Just entertaining.
Yeah.
Like not even like to masturbate.
I have
to.
A neighbor. We like trade videos. Like we're like at home bored, you know, and all of this. And he's just like, oh, look at this porn I've been watching. And I'm like, ooh, now I'm going to go down a hole. And I'm like, look, this one I found.
But then in the comments too, people are like, oh my God, so many basketballs in a butthole. Yeah. I'm jizzing. You know, like, people like love it. Like people are like, wow, you pooped your pants so well. Like, I love it. So weird.
Strange.
Someone's into it. Somebody likes it.
Do either of you have a, because you know, this is, I'm so not even qualified to have any of these conversations, but like, do either of you have a preference in porn?
Not really. I'm just kind of like, well, what
I
about
mean,
you?
You know, it's totally sound like a fucking lesbian or whatever. No, but for me, it's like girl on girl.
Okay.
If I do want to get off, like for some reason, that's all. For some reason, like a guy, like just, you know, hammering at a girl, like, it doesn't work for me. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's strange, but I feel like I have a lot of friends that are girls that feel the same way.
I think so too.
Because it's like, for me, I think it's the same as like guys who are really into like POV style pornos, because it's like they're getting sucked off, you know, while they're like jerking themselves off.
But then someone told me the other day that if you should never talk to a guy that watches that because there's something mentally, and I'm like, but that seems the most realistic way to watch it if you're going to do it.
No, I feel like every guy I talk to, like maybe not every guy, but a lot of them, you know, like that's their favorite.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just kind of across the board, like POV. So I feel like, you know, as a female, like a girl going down another girl, it's kind of just like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A guy, I guess, going down a girl too, but for some reason it doesn't get me up. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think that guys are just like gross. You know what I mean?
Well, because also females more so know what the fuck they're doing. Like, you know. Yeah.
But do you want to keep that as a fantasy or do you want to try it one day?
Oh, I've tried it.
Oh. Why did I think for some reason you said that you didn't? But
being fucked with the strap on, I haven't done that. But I've done, like, you know, threesomes and stuff with girls. And, like, I've never done, like, a one-on-one situation with a girl, though.
Mm-hmm. Has it been as good as you had imagined it to be?
Threesomes?
Yeah. Because I always hear it's, like, it's always better in the fantasy than reality.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a really good question. I've had a few. Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sometimes, not so much. Mm-hmm. I've done, like, you know, two guys, like, girl and a guy. Two guys situation is kind of fun because it's like you're the center of, you know.
Yeah, but if there's a girl and there's a guy, I feel like it'd be like,
it's competitive, man.
Yeah, I just feel so conscious.
It
is.
Yeah, it can be a little strange. Yeah. One time I had a threesome, and it was like this guy that I was kind of like seeing or hanging out with, and his roommate met up with us, and we were out, we got drunk, and went back to their apartment, and they suggested it, and I was like, all right, sure.
Yeah.
But his roommate was actually better than he was. So at one point he was like, okay, this is over. We're just going to go back to my room.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then, this is when I was in San Francisco, And then we were looking for a new roommate, and this guy that we had picked, like, out of all the responses, like, meet and, like, show the apartment to, shows up. And I was like, why does this guy look so familiar? Like, the entire time we're interviewing him, mm-hmm. and he leaves. My roommates liked him. They're like, that guy might be a good, you know, fit for us. So I was like, oh, no, fuck. I was like, I was in a threesome with this guy. Like, he can't move in.
Oh, my God.
It was that guy. Yeah.
Did the guy not realize?
I don't know. I think so. Because he kept looking at me, too, but he didn't say anything. I was more so like, I have no idea where I know this guy. And I think he definitely, like, recognized me. Because, I mean, you know, if it's not, like, just me, like, my tattoos are pretty,
you know. Yeah, like, you remember. Yeah. But totally. Most of the time, it kind of happens when you're, like, high and or drunk, right?
Yeah, it was probably both that night for sure. Like,
so maybe it could be a blur.
Yeah, who knows?
Have you ever done it sober?
I don't believe so, actually.
But I feel like I would have to just, I've said this before, like going back, but I would never have to, I would never want to see them again. Like if I had a threesome, I'd be like, I just don't want to see you again.
Yeah, see, and I've done it with like people that I know and see kind of regularly.
Bad? Does it change your whole dynamic of the whatever?
One situation it kind of did, because it was a guy that I was like, he was really into me, wanting to like date. And we did it with one of like our girlfriends that he's already hooked up with, and we had just been like hanging out one night, ran into her, and so we're like, oh, okay, we're all drunk, let's do it. And it was, that one was weird.
Oh yeah,
I couldn't even like finish it because I was like, this is really strange.
Then
like I ended up like I couldn't date the guy. I was like, it was just weird.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're still friends now. It's fine. We're all friends, but it's but it did make shit a little weird. Mm-hmm. So I think it's better with people that you don't know or probably are never going to see ever again.
Right.
But,
Do you want to be that adventurous when I do get into a relationship?
Yeah, I could definitely, I mean, maybe not like right off the bat, you know? Because like I said, I just love having sex already anyway, so probably not going to get too bored too easily. But, you know, maybe down the line, like if we're together for like years or something and we kind of want to spice things up, you know, I'd be open into like, I don't know.
That makes sense.
Maybe bringing someone else in. Right. I don't know.
Have an entanglement.
Yeah, a little entanglement.
Entanglement. I can't. But yeah. No, that makes sense. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, if a guy like right off the bat is like, oh, I want to have threesomes like all the time, then I'd be a little wary, you know.
Do you think people that are in relationships like 10 years, 15 years down the line even think in that sense anymore? Like, oh, let's spice things up and have a threesome. Or do you think that's like an ideal way that we think of being in a long-term relationship? Like, do you think it actually happens out that way?
I mean, I guess depending on the couple, like maybe. Because I do, my first threesome was actually with this couple. And it's funny, like, when I met them through like the party scene in SF, and when I first met them, for some reason, I just, like, no one told me, but I just had a feeling that they're like that type of couple that likes to pull a third. And then one night I was like out, ran into them, and I think like I just had like a situation with a dude, so I was like really upset and getting just fucking wasted. And they're like, oh, come and sit at our table, like, here, have some champagne.
Did you know
we're going to this? Yeah, and I was like, fuck it, let's go. So then we. But they're a couple that's just like something that they do, and they just recently got married, you know, and they have like a really happy, like loving relationship, and they're just, you know, so cute together, and I really love them and have stayed friends with them, you know. So it's just kind of part of, I don't know, their like thing.
Remember how when Phil Hunt was on, we were talking about who the leader of the cuck community is going to be?
Oh my God, who do you think it's going to be?
So I have a friend.
The leader of the what community?
The cuck community. I have a friend, I won't, his name is Mike, whatever. Anyway.
Oh, Mike, getting called out.
Shout out to Mike. He does never listen. Hopefully he doesn't. He knows
about podcasts. Wow, she's going to listen to this one, but in particular.
He always tries to get me to come in to be in a situation with him and his girl. And they've been together forever. And they always have those kinds of, they're swingers and stuff like that. But it's so funny because she's so possessive. And it's like,
see, that's interesting.
They can have it.
I don't know how that works then.
Yes, because like I have been out and about with them, and I watch her like
hawking him because he's such a fucking flirt. You were there!
I was gonna say, I feel like I met this guy.
You were there, yes. He tried to kiss me by the bathroom, and I saw her walking up. I'm like, oh, she's gonna fucking clock me.
Yeah, she definitely, because I remember we were talking about this.
Very intense eyes.
So is he just the one that's like really into it? No, I feel like we talked about this after. But
she likes it?
Yeah, they do.
She did not seem that she was into him talking to any, because I remember even like, he was kind of talking to me. And who else was there? Was it Carlin?
Carlin was there. Yeah.
And I feel like she was just kind of like hawk-eyeing all of us. And I was like, girl, I'm not trying to get with your man. Like,
oh my but they God. Or even with,
you know.
I don't so know crazy. If it's like set up as a thing and then maybe she can mentally separate herself. But it's if he can't ever be without her and do it.
Okay.
So like, yeah. I don't know. I've seen them in all through the years have like a lot of arguments out and about, and I'm just like, this girl seems really jealous. I don't know how this goes on.
Yeah, but it seems like very tumultuous, yeah. Kind of a situation. Yeah.
And she, I don't know. Maybe she's into it, but I feel like a lot of women do those things to make their men happy or
no, exactly
to keep them.
Mm-hmm. And never do that, ladies.
Yeah, don't like, ever do that.
No,
yeah,
that doesn't sound healthy.
It's no. You should never have to change yourself or like. What you're comfortable with for mm-hmm. a dude. Like, no. There are plenty of fish in the fucking sea. Like,
yeah.
Next. For sure. Move on. Yeah.
Her eyes still burn through me. She had some really intense eyes.
Yeah, she did. She was scary. She wasn't the warmest person that I've ever met. You know. She was, she was a little intense.
Oh, no.
Crazy. Well, yeah. Ashley, what a... treat having
you. Yes, thank you.
Because we've never had any real in-depth conversations about anything like this as yet. So I was excited.
And I have plenty of, crazy stories too. You know me, I just love to put myself out there.
I love it.
See what happens.
Well, maybe we'll have you back next time.
Perfect.
But since you are single, why don't you give out your Instagram if that's something that you want to do?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I don't post a lot of shit.
And Ashley is a dope-ass stylist. So if you need a stylist, by the way.
Yes, if you need some clothing. So my Insta is Fash, FASH underscore attack. It's so stupid, but it's a combination of a couple of my nicknames because I don't really give a fuck.
I love it.
Yeah. That's about it, and I mean, when everything is over, everything gets back to normal, you can see me behind the bar at a New York Comedy Club.
Little New York Comedy.
Not on the stage, but.
Hopefully they'll still be in business by the time this is all over, but.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling.
Yeah, me too.
I think they'll be all right.
Yeah. Aw, thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, bye, thank guys. You, guys.
Bye. Guys, do you have a dating app disaster? Or even a good story to share with us? Please. We want to hear about it, and we might just read it out loud or might have you call in the show. So please email us at
datingappdisasterspodcast@gmail.com.
Must you say it like that?
It's the stupidest email.